We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Hello, everybody. Hello, Molly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. BPScrasher at gmail.com. Also, 402-915-0962. That's the party line. We had a message talking about how she laughed so hard at the last episode. Did you catch that email?
No.
She laughed so hard on her way to work. She's happy about the podcast, and she said she was wondering if people watching her are wondering what she's laughing at 8:30 in the morning on her way to work. And then she said that she feels sorry for anyone that doesn't listen to this podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're like, thank you. Plus tell a bunch of people.
Yeah, tell everybody that you can, for sure.
Get out there. Hold out a sign.
We need everyone to know. Operation Dry Bottom, that's still going on. That's till Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two more days. I want to thank a couple people, Terry and Annie. They made a donation. Yeah. Terry being my stepmother. Look at her.
I saw that.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
She said some nice things as well. I felt like, okay. Thank you for listening.
She loves you.
Yeah, she does. She's great. She's one of the greatest supporters I've had. So yeah, she's absolutely an angel altogether. But yeah, you can make your donations at bigpartyshow.com. Also Operation Dry Bottom, but 12 Pods of Christmas. We're going to give you that keyword here in about 10 minutes. So just make sure you stick around. That's all you got to do. I got some fun stuff for you, Molly. First of all,
I'm excited.
No dumb questions. All right. So you guys send us no dumb questions, and I'm thinking I need to have some type of intro for it. Right. So we're just going to start with a no dumb question. Okay.
No dumb questions. 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 No dumb questions.
I love it.
Do you really?
Please send me that sample because I want to put it on my playlist because I just love it if it got peppered in. Like, you know how you can put your songs on shuffle?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're like, I don't know what's coming up. Like, it's just, you know, I would love to have that just injected every once in a while. Like, all of a sudden you're listening to something, then it's like, no dumb questions.
I mean, listen to this.
No dumb questions. 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 No dumb questions.
I love it. Love it. Want to marry it. Where did you, do I even want to know where you got that?
No, you don't actually. I'm magical.
I know you really are.
I really do. I meant to do this.
This makes me so stinking happy.
Oh, I got more that's going to make you even more happy, Molly, because I'm like the ultimate producer of the Big Party Show.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, and everything that I add to the show, I listen to, and it's not like I'm looking for the perfect fit. I'm looking for something that doesn't fit normally because any cheesy show would run that.
Uh-huh.
You know, people, we would make fun of it.
They'd be like, yeah, coming up next, no dumb questions.
No dumb questions. No dumb questions. No dumb questions. No dumb questions. No dumb questions. No dumb questions.
All right, this one comes from Cindy. Would you rather accidentally text your mom a dirty text? Jeez. Or accidentally call your boss daddy? Oh.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with texting my mom a dirty text. This is a great story, actually.
Okay.
My mom is so sweet. So undeniably sweet. And I was watching Saturday Night Live with her years ago.
Uh-huh.
And they did this sketch about the Scarlet Letter, which, you know, it's this book. And basically this woman committed adultery. So they made her walk around the village with a big red A on her shirt to say adulteress.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they did a joke about it and people were walking around and one lady had 69 on her dress.
Oh, no.
And I was like laughing. My mom's like, well, is that just like a funny number?
Really?
I was like, yes, it is. Just a funny number.
Just a funny number.
That's all it is. So I think I could safely accidentally send a sex message to my mom and have her be like, "You're so silly. What's all this stuff about? I don't even understand what an eggplant is." You're like,
"Yeah,
I was getting ready to make eggplant parmesan."
There you go, dirty. What it was. Instead of calling your boss daddy,
you I have call probably my, called our yes. boss daddy. So like yes. you, that answers in the past. Itself.
Yeah. I don't want to send a.
You're like, would I again?
Exactly. All right. So I got a couple jingle things I want you to thumbs up or thumbs down. You guys can say trash it or keep it. So you can do that at 915-0962 or bpscrasher@gmail.com.
Alarm goes off, coffee strong. Another day, something's already wrong. Big party talking, way too loud. Molly rolling eyes, but cracking smiles now. News gets weird, phones light up. No dumb questions, yeah, we bring it up. From Omaha laughs to real life mess. If you need a break, you're in the right place, yes.
Turn it up, don't be late. This is how we start your day. Big party, Molly, steal the show. Laugh too hard, talk too much. It's your people, it's your rush. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right? Party crashers coming inside. If you need a win, you already know. Hit play on the big party show. Hit play on the big party show.
There you go. Yeah.
That's, we sound real. We sound like a big deal.
Yeah, I don't even know which one I hit here, but I have another one. Same lyrics, but different tune. So which one was that?
That doesn't sound like a. That one sounded like a T-Swift, like.
Didn't it really? I know. I know.
But it had that like.
Here's a different one.
Alarm goes off. Coffee strong. Another day, something's already wrong. Big party talking way too loud. Molly rolling eyes, but cracking smiles now. News gets weird, phones light up. No dumb questions, yeah, we bring it up. From Omaha laughs to real life mess. If you need a break, you're in the right place, yes.
Turn it up, don't be late. This is how we start your day. Hit play, let it go. Big party, Molly, steal the show. No. Laugh too hard, talk too much. It's your people, it's your rush. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right? Hey. Party crashers come inside. Hey. If you need a win, you already know. Hit play on the big party show. Hit play on the big party show.
I love the fact that when we played the first one, I was rolling my eyes just at the part the guy's like, Molly rolls her eyes. I was like, it's like magic. It can see me. You're like, no, you're just that predictable, Molly. Stop rolling your eyes. They're going to stick like that.
What do you think? How do you like those? Yeah.
I like those. I like the first one better than the second one.
Okay. All right. Do you like
the
first one?
I don't know why. I mean, the first one kind of has that like country twang to it.
It does, doesn't it?
Okay. I'm not well versed in country artists, but it does sound like a certain country artist, not like a Morgan Wallen, but along those lines of like, hi, I'll pick myself up, do whatever.
How much of an earworm is that?
It's a pretty big one.
I tell you what, when I played it and put it together, I couldn't stop. I mean, it just added a little bounce to my step. And next, you know, I'm humming it around. I'm walking around the house. Mm-hmm. So there we go. There's a little early Christmas present for you.
Speaking of earworms, there's an earworm making the rounds right now. And I want to see, based on whether or not you know it, it'll kind of let me know where you are in the trend-setting zeitgeist. Have you heard the remember the song "All the Things She Said" by Tattoo?
Remind me.
All the things she said, all the things she said, running through my head, running through my head, running through my head.
Yes, yes.
Have you heard it recently?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. then you're on the right side of the spectrum.
Okay, why?
There's what? This hot double H double O T T X X X show called Heated Rivalry. Okay. And it's about like these gay hockey players. And it is next level, like raunch, like it is spicy. And everybody's talking about it. Like
really?
Women okay. everywhere are talking about it. Like everyone's like, oh, have you seen Heated Rivalry? I'm like, not while the kids are home. Oh my God.
Is that something on like Netflix or something? Or
HBO Max. It comes HBO out of Max. Canada and okay. HBO Max has it. And so this is the thing is that this latest episode, the final scene is in this club and the song's playing. And it's like all anybody can talk about is the scene in the club because they run into each other and it's this tension and what's going on between these two guys who are pretending not to be gay, but they're totally gay. And it's now making the rounds on social media. So I'm out the other day and there's a guy sitting next to me and he's scrolling through and I hear the song play. And I was like, have you been watching Heated Rivalry? He's like, I don't know what that is, but it keeps coming up on my feed. I was like, you got into something.
Really?
You got into the deep end of something if all of a sudden Heated Rivalry clips are coming up on your Insta feed.
Yeah, because I haven't even something. I haven't heard of that. Okay. All right. Well, maybe I should watch HBO Max. No,
I don't think it's for you and Wyleen. No.
Okay. Yeah, we don't watch stuff like don't watch sexual stuff. I don't know why. Maybe we should start watching porn. That's one thing we haven't watched together.
This is not. I mean, if you guys were going to take that next step, this wouldn't be the show to do it with.
Okay.
You're like, honey,
I see what you're saying.
Do you want to watch a bunch of gay hockey players take showers together? She's like, I thought you'd never ask.
Okay. I'm not going to watch it. And you still haven't seen that T-Swift thing yet, right? Hey,
no, because I don't have Disney Plus.
Have you eaten any of the WGN newsroom feed food yet?
No.
Okay. Just
and
to clue
you
guys
in. And I
have
a picture for you.
Molly works at she took a little side gig at WGN in Chicago, and she does news stuff over there. And her first day, they had donuts. That's the thing about newsrooms. They always have food.
Yeah.
Same as radio stations. So now
they've always got food. So the other day, there was the weirdest assortment. They had like these like spiced Twinkies. And then these like Hostess cupcakes that were a strange flavor. And then they had like lobster bisque
what?
Pringles.
Oh, really? Where does that come from?
And like Wagyu beef Pringles. I don't know. They were just out. I didn't try any of it because I'm still too afraid to like break the seal on being the new girl and being like, this is delicious. And be like, it's not for you.
Is everyone else eating, though? I mean, obviously, people are eating.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday, one of the guys that I work with brought in cookies. Like, he bakes, and he brought in cookies. And everyone's like, these are delicious. These are so good. And I didn't even take one. Like, I was
you did
like,
not have one.
No. I was like, I'm not worthy. Though we are doing a cookie party. This is so weird for me because keep in mind, I worked remotely. Like we worked together for 20 years, but like for the most part, I was alone in the basement with my cat. So they're having a holiday cookie party on Monday. And they're like, you're going to bring cookies, right? I was like, am I being included? So now I'm like all nervous. Like, I'm like, what kind of cookies do I bring? This is like my first time to like bring stuff and show off and meet people and. What am I going to bring? So now I'm like, I'm bringing like five different kinds of cookies. Peter's like, good God, get a life. I'm like, I have a list of cookies. Yeah. Tell me which ones I should cut off the list. And he's like, all but one of them. I'm like,
I'm with
not.
Him. I'm with him.
I'm like, no, we have to do roll out sugar and roll out gingerbread and then the roll out chocolate brownie. And then we should probably do something mint. And then I was thinking about eggnog cheesecake bites. I mean, what? He's like, none of just one of those would be fine.
Well, explain to me, what is rollout? What does that mean?
You make the dough and then you take a rolling pin and you roll it out and you cut the cookies. And then you take the cut cookies and put them on a sheet pan. And then you pick up the dough again and you roll it out and cut up the cookies.
That's some grandma stuff there, boy. Really? You do it like that? Well, I mean, if I was to do it and we were doing a cookie thing, I think I'd go buy them. That's one thing I don't know how to do is cook cookies. It seems weird, right?
Able to do it. It's super easy.
I've tried.
Drop cookies are the easiest.
I've tried. I burn them every time. I either undercook them or burn them. I can't get it down.
That's interesting.
It is. And I can do bread, cakes. I can do all that stuff. But I cannot.
You can do everything. Like, I don't think I've ever heard of something that you can't do food-wise.
Cookies. I can't make cookies. I've tried. I've tried and I've failed.
Interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? I don't know if it's the oven temperature or something. I don't know. I'm doing something wrong.
I mean, I made two different kinds of cookies this last weekend because
nobody in
my house can agree. That's the other thing. So I went ahead and surveyed. I took a poll of the family members about cookies that they'd like for Christmas, you know, because I think it's important. You have to have Christmas cookies around. It's part of the holiday. So my husband wants these things called Santa surprises. They're basically peanut butter cookie dough that in the middle of them is a Snickers bar and you bake them. And so then in the inside is this melted Snickers bite.
Okay.
And then my daughter wants
Did you say melted Snickers bite inside of it?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that sounds good. I love some Snickers.
Like, it's like crack. Like my brother-in-law's, I mean, that's like his Christmas present every year is that I make a big container of them for him. My daughter wants rollout chocolate cookies. My son wants chocolate mint cookies. I'm going to make gingerbread cookies. I mean, seriously, I was like, can we all just get on the same page?
I would just, if I was going to ask you to make anything for me, it would be chocolate chip. That's my favorite.
Done and done.
Cookie.
They're the best. That's my favorite cookie.
It's easy too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chocolate chips are the absolute best. But I don't need
and
a lot.
No surprise to anyone. We got talking about food.
Yeah, it's okay. Someone messaged and said that they like it. So
good.
If one person likes it, then they all like it. And that's what you're getting. So, you don't get a choice at this dinner table. You're getting what you push play on.
What's on your plate, which is food. Ooh,
I have a dumb question. Wait, hold on.
No dumb questions. 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 No dumb questions.
Do women have to trim their nose hairs?
I would think so. I mean, I haven't, but like it would make sense to me that would happen. I guarantee you that women do.
Okay. Because I was just thinking about that. Because like I mentioned on the last podcast, I've had this nose hair that's just been driving me crazy.
Do you have one of those?
Yeah, I got two of them. Yeah, I got two of them.
You got two? How bad is the situation up your nose? You have no hair on your head, but you need two nose hair clippers?
Yeah, I don't know why I have two. I think one of them was the boys. That's what sucks because
I know.
So I have one and the boys had one. All of a sudden, there's two in a drawer. I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, which one's which? Whatever one you're using, you just need to mentally say, this was mine all along.
I believe
whether it was or not, like the other one, you're like, that one was the boys and we're not going to use that one anymore. But the one, this one is the right one. You just have to own it and make that very stark distinction for yourself.
Yeah. But about, I mean, I'm just asking about, you know, women and men are different, in so many different ways. Yeah, but do you guys grow like hair on your earlobes and stuff like that? You know, you see some men with hair coming out of their ear.
Yeah.
I never see a woman like that.
I think a woman could. Listen.
I've never seen
that. We all have the same ears and the same noses. I mean, it stands to reason that, I mean, the same reason why, like, not all men have to trim their nose hairs or their ear hair. I would think that there are women, even though most women don't have to, that there are women that do.
Okay.
I mean, there are women that bald. I mean,
I guess you're right.
It's got to be. I think this is your long way of asking if I do. which is unbelievably transparent. And the answer is no.
It's not.
I do not need to trim my nose hairs or my ear hair. Seeing as I do have nose hair, because we all do, because that's part of the immune system of your body.
Sure. Yeah, it is. You're right.
But far as ear hair, no.
But you said, you already said you've never had to do it. And I wasn't asking you to ask you a personal question. I just have never seen.
Suddenly you're afraid. I wouldn't cross that line with you, Molly. We keep things professional.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask something that would make you feel uncomfortable or overexpose a personal issue that you would want to keep private.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I've never run across a lady, an old lady, a young lady, any lady that has nose hairs protruding out of their nose holes, where I've come across several men with that issue. That's why that question got in my head, because here I'm messing with mine and I'm like, you know what? I've never seen a woman with nose hairs coming out like that. So that's why I thought you guys are just more better of a species on when it comes to that.
I would agree that if there was a situation where a woman had nose hair, she would manage that. Like, I could see guys being a lot more like, what? I'm a dude. Nose hair happens. Yeah. Where women would be like, oh my God.
You know what's the worst thing
about?
I've got
to get this handled immediately. I don't think I'm upset that I even saw myself looking like this, let alone the idea of anyone in public.
I think the worst thing about having nose hairs, you know, dark nose hairs, is that if you start getting gray, so does some of your nose hairs. Uh-huh. So it's almost the equivalent of a booger in your nose. But it's two white hairs that just stand out in a dark hole.
Stop staring at yourself in the mirror. Get a hobby. Seriously, start some woodworking.
Hey, start something. That's how it starts. All right, 12 pods of Christmas. Which gift is this? This is the
soap.
Yeah, it's the Benson soap mill right there. There you go. We have a gift card there to the Benson soap mill, which is pretty sweet. But I'll run down the list again. It's Omaha Steaks, Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab, Funny Bone Comedy Club, Good Life Candle and Craft, Karma Coffee, Dolomiti Pizza, Brickway Brewery and Distillery, Dark Horse Salon and Spa, Au Courant. And now it's Benson soap mill. What is the keyword? Molly.
Clean, because that's what soap does. Gets you clean. Clean, C-L-E-A-N. That is your magic keyword. So head on over to thebigpartyshow.com. And then when you click on registering, you can put in the keyword, and that gets you in the running to be one of the lucky winners, the only winner. There's only one winner. Isn't that wild? Like all this crazy good stuff, and it's going to one human animal.
Yeah. I'm excited to hand this thing over to somebody.
Me. All of a sudden you show up, you're like, hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Spike Menig. I believe I won something. Now, see, I couldn't pretend to have a mustache because then you'd recognize me.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd have to go over, I cover up my mustache, and you're like, I didn't, I without her mustache, I didn't recognize her.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
I'm the winner. All right, so put the word in. Good luck. It's only 8 days till Christmas. Can you believe that? Can you stinking believe that? How insane is that?
Are you getting any closer? I know I keep asking, and the reason I keep asking is because you're usually so good. Are you getting any closer on what you think you're going to get the sweet Wylene?
No, I talked to her last night, actually, because we got a great message again from someone, which I wish I had their names. But I'm sorry, I don't have your names in front of me. She had said that she had been married for 40 years, right? And she said, just like me and Wylene, she feels the same way, because we pretty much are already established. We have everything that we need. And so she said that what she does is goes out on a dinner, like a dinner date.
I love that.
Yeah. And so that's pretty much what they do. They get dressed up and they just do a night out. And that's it. They just spend the money there.
Why not?
You don't have to worry about anything, stuff like that. So I suggested that. And then I also suggested, why don't we just get out of town and go down to somewhere where it's warm for a few days.
You're like Missouri Valley. Red Oak, Iowa.
Yeah.
Anywhere you want to go within like a 50-mile radius.
Yeah. Anywhere you want to go. So, yeah, that was a good message. I talked to her, but I haven't dialed anything down. It's kind of sucks because I'm not like that. Normally I know what I'm doing, you know, but I just don't know what I'm doing yet. What a bad spot to be in, Molly.
You're going to be fine. You'll figure it out. We've got how many days till Christmas?
8.
You could do what I did.
Yeah.
So I get an alert from Amazon and they're like, your package is on the front steps. And I was like, what package?
Did you?
I must have ordered something over the weekend. I mean, it was on my list of things that I needed to order for the kids. But okay. I almost double ordered because I had no memory.
Why don't you have a memory? Were you?
Because I'm just I was just exhausted. Like, I'm sure it was like one of those things where it's at the end of the day and I was doing research on something that one of the kids wants.
Okay.
And I must have just clicked buy now. Like, I won't figure this out any other time. And I know that this is what I need. So I honestly like had a surprise package. I was like, well, I'm so glad that
really?
I didn't reorder that because that was on my things to do list. Today
is
like was to get this item that showed up yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
so that's where I'm at in the process. So it'll be one of those things where
you still wrap the presents and stuff, or do you think that's just I do too. I'm not good at it by any means. I've never been good at it. But does Peter wrap, or is he the bag guy?
No, he wraps. We're really shoddy wrapping household, though.
Doesn't it seem like it's
my mom was like the gold standard? She seriously had an elven workshop in her house. She would
was
wrap
she
stuff.
Good?
Oh, great. Like, seriously, I was like, how do you even like, she's one of those people that gets like matching ribbons and ties and all sorts of like little explosions of cuteness. So it's like the gift just wrapped as its own little present because you're just like, look at this thing. It's so adorable.
I know. And then you
I'm like,
open.
Here you go. There's one big piece of tape and it's wrapped.
Me too. Amen, sister. Then you tear it all up and then it ends up in the garbage. You know, it always, that's the worst part, I think, of it is picking up all of that paper and throwing it all away. You know, it seems like it's a bit of a waste. But I guess my mother and my grandmother used to save the paper.
Okay.
You know, so they'd be strategically unwrapping stuff and then keeping it to wrap another day.
Now we know where you come from. Origin story unlocked. Where did he? Oh, you wait till you hear the story about Christmas presents and saving the wrapping paper. You'll know exactly where he comes from.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
What do you mean? Explain. What does that mean? That makes sense.
Because that's so your personality.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're the kind of person where it's like, I could see in that you would be like, I mean, we can reuse that. It's not torn that bad. Like, I know that there is a part of you that like listens to that story and you're like, it's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. No, and I do the same thing. I do the same thing.
You're like, careful. That's got two more wraps in it. If we're careful.
Yeah. God,
like,
I think
Santa brought this same wrapping paper the last 2 years. You're like, he did. And if you're real careful about opening it, you might just see it again under the tree next year.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm weird like that. The things that I keep is pretty crazy. Like I was at the hospital for like a procedure not long ago, and there was coffee there. It was early in the morning, and so I went and got some coffee. Then I noticed they had those sleeves. Uh-huh. You know those sleeves they put on it?
Yeah.
And it said Starbucks, right? And no one's watching me. So I'm like, I'm going to take 15 of them.
Why?
I don't know. So when I make Wylene's, her smoothie in the morning, I act like I'm from Starbucks. I'll write notes on the cup. And then now I have a Starbucks sleeve that I put up there. Yeah.
Somebody's on a security camera somewhere and they're like, check this out, Stan. This is new. I've seen people steal the coffee. I don't think I've ever seen anybody steal the sleeves. Should we say something? No. I mean, if he's that desperate that he needs sleeves, let him have it. I mean,
and then all of a sudden, the guy goes, yeah, that's my stepfather. That's where Colin works. I never thought of that.
Oh.
He's security. Yeah. There. So, yeah. Whoops.
Oh, my God. He's like, come here. Come check out this loser on the tape. You're like, that loser's my stepdad. Your mom's married to that guy? I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't think he owns up to that. I think he'd be like, yeah, that guy. And then what would happen is that you'd run into him and be like, hey, it's me, your stepdad. And they'd be like, wait, that guy from the security cameras, your stepdad? You didn't say anything about that.
I mean, look what I have in here. I mean,
what?
Look what I have a Starbucks cup.
You got that 2 weeks ago when they came out with the eggnog latte.
Yeah, I washed it out because I want to be able to drink coffee sometime on the show. Actually, you know what I was going to do? I was going to drink that every day, just a different drink out of it, and tell you that I'm addicted to those eggnog lattes and I can't stop drinking them. So, but I forgot.
Now you just ruined it. You could have done it. Oh, by the way, I finally got an eggnog latte.
What'd you think?
And you can order it with extra nog, because I did.
Well, guess what I found out? I found out that eggnog is a powdered mix that they mix up. Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah. It's not the eggnog.
I think that actually makes me happier. It would freak me out more if it was eggnog. I'd be like,
okay.
At least with the powder, you're like, well, yeah, they're frothing it. You're like, I don't want scrambled eggs in my drink.
Yeah, because it looked like there was like a pitcher that they had just mixed up.
You're like, hey, what's the deal with that? And by the way, do you have any extra cups back there that I could take off your hands? Look that way. Grab a handful of them. I'm like, God, this guy's the weirdest.
I am the weirdest. Last thing, then we got to go here. But last time I went to Sam's, you know, they have those red pepper packets.
Uh-huh. When you get a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Look over there. He grabs a whole handful of them and runs out the door.
I did.
Oh, my God.
So now I know where it comes from.
That's
my
what
mother
I mean.
And grandmother.
Now you're like,
you're
right. You understand why that there was, you know, hand-me-down wrapping paper.
Okay. We're going to get out of here, people. Make sure you review and like on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're at. And tell everybody. And then we got something special coming at the beginning of the year. We'll talk about that here shortly as it gets closer to January. But that is it. Take the keyword, go do it. And what was it again? It's clean.
Clean.
Yeah. And then donate at the Operation Dry Bottom at bigpartyshow.com. We'll see you guys on Friday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.